The U.S. is sending 2 Patriot missile batteries and 400 troops to Turkey as part of a broader effort to help the country defend itself against possible rocket strikes from Syria. Nathan Morley reports.
The U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta signed an order for the operation shortly before arriving in Turkey on Friday for a previously unannounced visit.
We are deploying 2 Patriot batteries here to Turkey, along with the troops that are necessary to man those batteries. We can help Turkey have the kind of missile defense it may very well need in dealing with threats that come out of Syria.
Germany and the Netherlands are also sending Patriot batteries to Turkey as part of the same operation, which will be run entirely by NATO. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign ministry has insisted that the country has not changed its position on Syria and never will. It came just a day after the deputy foreign minister, Mikhail Bogdanov, said that Syria's government was progressively losing control and that the victory of the Syrian opposition cannot be excluded. Earlier, the ministry clarified his comments, noting that he had also said there could only be a political solution. However, Dr. Christopher Phillips, a lecturer in international relations at the Middle East University in London, says that Russia's acknowledgement that Bashar al-Assad is losing control represents some hope for the international community.
In many ways, Russia has been seen as the sort of the obstacle to international pressure on Syria. If Russia is softening its stance, as it seems to be now, that actually reopens the door for some kind of international cooperation. I think that China and Russia tend to align with one another when it comes to the UN. If Russia changed its stance, China would too.
For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.